With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israel's military says it's staging airstrikes inside Lebanon, targeting positions of the Shiite militant Hezbollah. In a statement early Sunday, the Israeli military accusing Hezbollah of preparing to fire missiles and rockets toward Israel territory. A spokesman warns that Hezbollah will soon fire rockets and possibly missiles and drones into Israel. Sirens sounded in northern Israel soon after the warning. Lebanese media reporting strikes in the country's south without immediately providing more details. Social media footage showing what appeared to be strikes in southern Lebanon. Boeing was finally ready to carry astronauts this year, and Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams launched aboard Starliner in early June for what was intended to be an eight-day stay in space. But thruster failures and helium leaks led NASA to park the vehicle at the space station while engineers debated how to return them to Earth. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson announces it's just too risky.
NASA has decided that Butch and Sonny will return with Crew 9 next February, and that Starliner will return uncrewed.
Authorities are searching in an area in the Grand Canyon for at least one hiker missing after flash flooding.
Search and rescue crews at the Grand Canyon were looking for an Arizona woman on Saturday after she was swept into the Havasu Creek Thursday during a flash flood. Rochelle Talusi, a Havasupai tribal member who lives in the Grand Canyon, says several tourists had to be evacuated by Black Hawk helicopter after bridges were washed away.
Our tourist office, some local men, first responders, I know are all out below Mooney Falls going towards the Colorado River.
The area prone to flooding. Talusi says they are closed to tourism at least through Sunday. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at SRNNews.com. The Arkansas Republican made his comments at Salem Radio Network. Do you watch Christian movies? SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers have viewed at least one Christian film in the last year, and 81% of them think such movies have the potential to lead non-believers to Christ. Christian filmmaker Stephen Kendrick tells Lifeway, quote, "We live in a visual, video-driven generation. Movies can be great tools to reach people where they are and share biblical truth in context." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri residents will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on driver's licenses. The state previously requiring approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued identification. The change follows protests earlier this month against demand use of a woman's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym. A spokesman for the gym says the man showed a staff a copy of his driver's license, which identified him as a woman. The gym has revoked the man's membership. This is SRN News. Researchers are taking a look at a rare orchid.
The Western Prairie Fringed Orchid is a plant that has declined due to loss of its native prairie habitat. Scientists in North Dakota are now hoping to learn more about its reproduction. The orchid is classified as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Hawk moths are the flowering plant's only known pollinator, flying into the orchid only at night. Experts say orchids can be an initial indicator of unnoticed decline in their environment. Jason Walker reporting.
As global temperatures rise and summer months begin to bring record high temperatures, employers are exploring wearable technologies to keep workers safe. A new crop of devices collect biometric data to estimate signs of heat stress and prompt workers to take a break before their health deteriorates. The devices, which are originally developed for athletes and firefighters, are gaining popularity at a time when the Atlanta Council is suggesting that it could lose a lot of money from them.